Blog Talk Radio.
Is the music starting or stop?
It's starting right now.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth leaves, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My faith is set, my greatest path, my goal is evident. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed.
Put the pause to stop.
Got it.
All right, welcome Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us tonight. We're in a whole new process. But it'll be okay. You got to click save on that. Put it right underneath the white box, black letters. There's a save right there. There you go. All right. Now you can unshare the screen.
I thought I did. Oops.
We're getting this, guys. We're getting it. Somewhere at the top of the screen, there will be a menu bar that says, matter of fact, just click escape. Top left corner of all the buttons.
I did. Share. Okay.
All right. I think I'm doing really good.
You are.
Remote and telling exactly how to make this happen. Really, really good. And I'm being very patient. I have the fruit of the Spirit, and one of those is, woo! That was a strike of lightning. Wow. Wow. All right, are we ready for Saturday night? Jesus is alive. Did we start YouTube or Facebook yet?
I have not. Are you ready?
I think we might as well get started.
All right. Here goes YouTube.
All right. Gotta mute somebody.
And here goes Facebook.
Live stream. There we go. All right. Now I know we've done this many times, and it's been seamless.
All right.
Now
and
I know
I make it look really easy.
We've done this many times, but
it's been seamless.
And
what you're seeing tonight
is really easy.
The actual effect,
but
of
what you're seeing tonight.
How much work this actually
actual
is.
Effect
and
of Thank God for Samantha. She's doing a good job.
And it's now only 8 o'clock, right?
She's doing a good job.
And it's now only 8 o'clock, right?
So let's talk about you and I, the community of faith, for a little bit.
We are live, and I have an echo coming from some place. Is anyone else
hearing
it?
Welcome, everybody. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I love that lag. It makes me laugh every time.
Okay. Here we go. Now, for those of you that have joined us on Facebook and YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, you might be saying, you know, Pastor, where in the world have you guys been? You haven't been here forever. Well, teaching the message that I only do what I see my father do. I only hear what I only say what I hear my father say. And, of course, as you teach that message, then the father begins to ask you to go and do things. And he's opened up an opportunity for me and Sister Leanne here. And it's taken us a month to get this thing up and going and not resist it and enjoy the work that he's given us to do. So that's what's been going on. We're fine-tuning our process. Those of you that have been with us for a long time, if you're some of those people that are like, wow, Pastor, we've been around a long time. How do we stay connected to you? We've been teaching and preaching almost every day on Zoom. And we want you, who are our friends and partners, we want you to be connected with us. So send me an email, send me a text, send me a message, and say, hey, Pastor, hook me up to the Zoom. Because there's no reason why you can't be with us. Even on the times when we're not live on YouTube and Facebook, we're pretty much always going to be live here somewhere. And that way we can be a blessing and study the Word, teach the Word, and continue the ministry that God's given us to do. This program is called Establishing Your Faith. And the process of this program is that you and I grow and develop in God and become established in our faith so that the work of God is actually seen manifesting in our lives. And that's what this is all about, you know. I know many people, when they first come here, they're like, wow, I need to relax. I need to just be at peace. Pastor, just preach the Word, teach the Word. I'm just going to receive, and that's good. And then there comes the point where God's going to say, well, not only are you a receiver, but now I need you to bring a supply. And what that means is you bring your time, your talent, and your treasure, however he tells you. And you begin to add your faith to our faith. And we get a greater work done than one of us could ever do. One puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000. Jesus said, where two or three of you agree concerning anything, it will be done for you by my Father, which is in heaven. So the power of agreement is the most powerful force there is on the face of the earth. Because no devil can stop it. No devil can stop it. Two of us agree touching anything that we will agree on in God according to his will. There's nothing can stop it. And I want to encourage you to be strong and more than any power of your strength from that point of view. I even got my new hat on. I can wear my new hat tonight. And my hair don't look all messed up. What's now, the date? It says 1776.
Hey, Jerry.
That was a good year. That was the year that America became a nation. Now, so, you know, this is the process of God saying, all right, now go do this. I remember God had just told Dr. Barclay to start CB ministry when I started going to church there 30 years ago. And I remember Pastor standing in the pulpit one time saying, God told me to go on TV, and I told him, I'm not doing that. And everybody gasped, like, what? He said, I did. I told him. I said, I'm not doing that. And he said, I got the same response out of him that I got out of you. But he said, I didn't want that TV stuff. So he said, he told me to go on TV. I said, I don't want to do that, but what's my first step? And many times that's our process. What's my first step? And you might look at what God's told you to do, and just you might be like, well, I don't know. This seems to be what God's telling me to do. It doesn't seem to make sense. I don't really want to do it. I want to go do something else. But in His presence is the fullness of joy. When you seek first the kingdom of God, and nobody can tell you what your place in the kingdom is except you. I didn't call you into this kingdom. I'm not the one that sought you out. Jesus did. I'm not your Lord, your Savior, nothing. I'm your pastor. I am a representative of God to teach and preach the word of God to you. But you have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling every single day. And that's why we're here. That's who we are being here. And all of a sudden, you begin to realize, wait, I am a very valuable force here in this kingdom. And this ecclesia, that means the body of Christ, the church. You begin to realize, I am a very valuable force here. And so I want us to go, first of all, to Ephesians chapter 4. Chapter 4. Now, this is usually our question and answer session. And I think the biggest question I got to answer tonight is, what in the world are we doing? I remember when Pastor went live, when he got the TV cameras. It took 3 months of adding cameras, helping everybody get schooled into how to act in a church service where there is a camera. Don't pick your nose. Don't don't be arguing with your spouse during church. Don't be writing your grocery list. Don't be playing a game on your phone. Don't get up, walk around when the camera's hot. But what I'm saying to you is it literally took 3 months. It probably took 6 months to get everybody to that final point. And we don't want it to take that long. We want to be able to move right into it and make things happen. But, you know, the Apostle Paul said, in your patience, possess your soul. You know, when you think about that, in your patience, possess your soul, that's just not one of them things that everybody wants to hear. That I got to be patient and I have to possess my own soul. I want somebody else to possess my soul for me. I don't want to have to do all that work, but no, that's not God. Everybody's got to do their part in God, and that even means you and me. So I'm in Ephesians chapter 4, and we read this all the time. But I really want to just focus on one thought from this tonight, because that's going to be our focus for this evening's program. Let's go to, let's read 3-7. And then we'll go down here to verse 16. 3-7 and then 16. But let's hold our Bible up and we'll make our confession, right? This with me. This is my Bible. Go ahead. You can put your mics on if you want to. I like to hear you say it.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what God says I am.
Because He is the great I am.
And he lives inside of me.
I receive this word tonight. And plant him as a seed. In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return and more. In my spirit and my soul and my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
All right, here we go. Ephesians 4, verses 3-7, and then I'm going to 16. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body. There is one Spirit. Just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. I'm going to read it again. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. That's not grace like mercy, where you get what you don't deserve. This grace is talking about an anointing, an empowerment, a blessing. Verse 16. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by that which every joint supplies, according to the effective working. By which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. And I want to focus on the phrase, what every joint supplies. Now, God, by the Holy Spirit, is likening you and I to being members of a body. Like right now, in my body, I got eyes and ears and nose. I got all my parts. And they're all working effectively because the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside my mortal body. So all my parts are working effectively. Holy Spirit is doing is teaching the body of Christ, the church, the ecclesia, his governing body of authority. He's teaching us how we are to function together. And you and I have got to look at it and say, wow, this is how we're going to function together. Now, look what it says. From whom, verse 16. Whom the whole body joined and knit. So every joint, every muscle, every tissue, every sinew, every cell, every Every part of our body is joined together. And all of the parts got to do their own part. Aren't you glad that your heart doesn't do the seeing? And your eyes don't do the pumping.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you had to smell with your ear? Why, you'd end up burning your ear when you're trying to smell something in the pan. So see, every part of the body is of absolute importance. And what the Holy Spirit is teaching us is this. Every single one of you are important in the kingdom of God. Every one of us. Every one of you bring a supply. Look what that verse says. What every joint supplies. When you come here, every time you come here, you bring a supply. You might say, yeah, but I'm not bringing money every time I come. It's not money. Well, I'm not the preacher. It's not preaching. It's you show up with your faith, your love, your hope, your blessing, your strength, your anointing, your excitement, your fire, your growth, your development, and you bring all of that, and that is the supply to this body of believers. And you bring it, and everybody gets to enjoy it, and everybody grows from it, and the body of Christ is established, and we grow bigger and greater and stronger and reach farther and help more people and do more things. Those of you around the world right now on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook Live and YouTube Live, wherever you are, we love you. We are glad you're a part of this. 46 different nations are with us. We bless you right now in Jesus' name, and we declare you have a gift, a grace, a joint that supplies in this body. And you might say, I'm 7,000 miles away, Pastor. It don't matter how far away it is, because there's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. So everybody say this with me. You say it about your life. I have a supply.
I have a supply.
Go ahead, put your mic down. I have a supply.
I have a supply.
That is important to this body.
That is important to this body.
Nobody else brings what I bring.
Nobody else brings what I bring.
Okay. Now, I don't usually do this while I'm teaching, but everybody just hold on a second. You got to see this. Oh, a double ring.
Wow. Oh my. Wow. That's a double. Isn't that beautiful?
That's
nice. All the time, a double rainbow.
So you had to endure a little bit of rain to get that rainbow, huh?
Oh, yeah. Now, we had a little bit, not enough. One more.
Am
wow,
I?
That's beautiful.
Very good. Am I seeing correctly? That looks like a red, white, and blue rainbow.
Got all. Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And there's the sun that's making it be a rainbow. So let's just walk around the truck. So here's the important thing that I'm saying to every one of us tonight. You have a gift from God that nobody else has. Wow, look at that. That's beautiful. You have something that this body needs. Nobody else can bring. It's important that you show up here and bring it. Now, we got to think about this because,
woo!
It's a strike of lightning. Up by one really big piece of steel, so I'm going to get back inside where the rumblers fired to got me safe and productive. Think about the supply light that you bring to this kingdom. The supply you bring to this kingdom is exactly what produces your faith, your hope, and your love. Also, your seed that you sow to bring your harvest. Now, anytime, you know, I say, many times in the day that we live, that you say seed time and harvest, that people think you're asking for money. And I would say probably a majority of preachers, that's exactly what they're going to do. Now, it's not wrong for a preacher to ask for money, because that's how the kingdom works. What's wrong is for a preacher to ask for money and promise you that if you give me $100, I'm going to give you $1,000. God's going to give you $1,000 back. They use manipulation and control to do all that. But I don't want us, every time we hear the word seed time and harvest, I don't want us to think, oh, Pastor's taking an offering. I'm going to tell you the kind of offering I'm taking. I'm taking an offering every single time we come here. And what is that offering I'm not taking? I'm receiving. I'm receiving your time. I'm receiving your talent. And I'm receiving, listen to this, any treasure that the Holy Spirit inspires you to give. Think about that statement. There will be times when the Holy Spirit will say, I need you to receive an offering for this situation, and we'll start receiving offerings. Now, we're doing that for the radio. Be on the radio in Kansas City. If you didn't hear Dutch Sheets yesterday, make sure you go back and listen to it, because he talks about Kansas City. But you bring a supply of your time, your talent, your treasure, your faith, your hope, your love. And every bit of it is important. You can't do this without faith, but faith works by love. So faith isn't the only answer, and love isn't the only answer, and sowing isn't the only answer, and you bringing a supply is not the only answer. All of these things, these parts, come together, and they make a body that is unstoppable in God. You and I. Want to shout it with me? We are unstoppable.
We are unstoppable.
Amen. Mary? She got up, went, cooked the steak, didn't she? I have eaten absolutely everything in this truck except for this last little bit of pretzel I got here. It's been a long day, and there ain't no hot dog stand anywhere close, so I'm ready for a steak. Anyways, you and I, it's very important right now that all of us see this process. Every one of us. It's not just Sister Leanne bringing a supply. She's bringing a supply of making that computer system work. And just so you know, that's not necessarily an easy task. But Phyllis brings your supply. Brother Roger brings your supply. Sister Rebecca brings your supply. Every one of you brings a supply. Many times what happens to people in church and in the kingdom is they love to be a newbie. Listen to this statement. They like everybody saying, "Whoa, it's so good to have you. We're so glad you're here. You're so awesome. You're wonderful. You're blessed. And you're amazing. You're just so amazing." Well, that's a newbie. But, you know, there comes a point a newborn baby's got to take off the diaper and learn how to use the training base. And every one of us got to grow up and develop in God. Every one of us got to learn to use our faith. Every one of us got to learn to pray effectively. And God is counting on every one of us. That's why I thank you every time we come in for being a part of this, helping us get this mission accomplished that we get done. Because there's no way that Sister Leanne and I can do all of this all by ourselves. It would just be the two of us sitting across the desk from each other. So we got to have a Brother Dan in a semi, Brother Roger at his house, Sister Mary Pastorek down by the Indiana, Sister Phyllis in Louisiana. We got to have Julian in Bamala in Malaysia, Dan there not seem infected. See, we got to have Kathy Angaroni in North Carolina. See, why? Because nobody can do this thing all by themselves. This verse of scripture that we're focused on tonight is, by what every joint supplies. Say it with me again. I bring a supply. That nobody else can bring. You can say, well, Dan's going to be there tonight. I don't have to. You can say, well, Sister Phyllis will be there reading. So he'll be all right. And you don't have to be here every night. This is not some kind of controlling situation. But all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, I've got gifts, callings, and abilities and talents on the inside of myself and graces from God that nobody else in that whole body of believers can bring. Nobody can be a Rebecca Smith. She's got to be it herself. And what a wonderful person she is. See, all of a sudden we got to realize I've got to grow up in myself. Look at what it says. Verse 15, speaking the truth in love that we may grow up in all things into him who is Christ. Say it, I'm growing up. Phyllis, someday when you grow up, wait a minute. I think that's what Caleb said. Caleb said, when I grow up, Josh, I'm going to take that mountain. And when he finally grew up, he was 80 years old, 85. Joshua said, go get him, dude. Take him up.
Well, you see, I'm not 85 years old yet.
Oh, yeah, you still got a couple more years of training. You better get everything you can get.
You hear him, huh, Roger?
You don't look a day over 49.
Amen. Preach it. Now, let's look at another verse here. We got to grow up in God. Now, here's the cool thing about this. Here comes somebody. Sister Leanne, are you still there?
I am.
All right. So you can let people in?
Yes.
All right. Everybody say it with me again. I've got to grow up.
I got to grow up.
Got to grow
you
up.
You do, Roger. Just grow up, would you? This is the coolest thing that I've learned in the last 2 years. Honestly, this is really the coolest thing I've learned.
2 years and 5 months.
That you got left to grow up?
No, 2 years and 5 months that we've been growing with you.
Oh, right. I think this is the greatest lesson I've learned, and I hope you've learned it with me. We can't make it without each other. But nobody can grow you. You got it. Nobody can pray for you. I mean, we're all going to pray for each other. But the prayer of agreement only goes so far. You got to do your own prayer. You got to build your own faith. So all of a sudden what we see is, hold on, I got to grow develop in God in a way that I grow up and I bring my supply to this kingdom. Because this is the reality. I am your pastor. And I'm going to instruct you and teach you in every way that the Holy Spirit gives me to instruct you and teach you. But I got a word for you. When it comes to you growing up, I'm not in charge of you growing up. I can't stop you from growing up. Nobody can stop you from growing up except you. Nobody can from growing and developing in your faith except you. Because God says he rewards those who diligently seek. And so what has to happen in every one of our lives is we got to get past the newbie stage and realize, wait a minute, I am a very, 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 very valuable place in this kingdom. And God brought me right here to this community of faith. And now, you go back to verse 7, Ephesians 4, 7. Thanks for putting the verses in, guys. But to each one of us, most certainly to the whole body, most certainly to the whole body, each one of us, grace was given and empowerment. You know, we say this regularly. Somebody might want to type it in. That'd be good. Grace is when you do receive what you don't deserve. So you don't deserve heaven, neither do I, but you get it. You don't deserve the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, but you get it. It's when you don't receive what you do deserve, which is hell and destruction for your sin. But this level, this grace that Paul's talking in verse 7 is not that grace. He's talking about an anointing, an empowerment, an unction, an anointing, an empowerment, an unction that comes within you and comes on you. And it's from God Almighty himself. To each one of us, a grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Just because God gave you grace, just because God gave you a gift, doesn't mean it's going to come alive. You and I have to do our part of growing it, developing it, hearing the voice of God, following the voice of the Father, doing what he shows us to do. And it is always going to be a faith challenge to every one of us every time he tells us to do something. Just like you're watching Sister Leanne and I right now doing all this stuff in Noah Field and DoorDash and what we're doing here in this field. You're watching us do it. And yet the manifest presence of God that's on this and his empowerment to get it done is absolutely amazing. See this. Not every body of believers sees this. Not every pastor understands this. But we do. And therefore, it is our responsibility to not only grow and develop, but to learn how to teach it and take it and show this to other people so that we can help them realize, wait a minute, everybody has to grow up. Nobody gets to be a cute little baby that everybody's fooling it out of over for all of their life. You don't get to. There comes a point where you've got to begin to carry the load. I saw a meme the other day that said, if they can play a video game, they can most certainly take out the garbage.
Amen.
When you get done preaching, I would teach you aluminum cooking.
To each one of us, a grace was given. Every one of us. If you don't bring your gift and say, God, I bring my gift tonight, then you just show up to receive or take. And God doesn't want you to all your life to just be a receiver or taker. God wants you to learn to be a giver and to flow in your gift right here in this body of believers. Hold on a second. Are you serious? I wonder why that's going on. Like, wow. Well, guys, in the mighty name of Jesus, a headset's coming. I receive it. I already picked it out. Father, I need that so that I can have my battery plugged in because I'm about to go on. Don't battery. Let's read one more set of verses. Mark chapter 10. Now, if you're one of those people, every time I start talking about the hundredfold return, it's like, why is he on this again? Why is Pastor on this again? I need to encourage you to not be that. There are people in this world that teach this thing wrong, but I ain't teaching it wrong. Right here in this teaching, right now tonight, and these verses that I've been given tonight is the answer for every person here to grow in their spiritual life beyond anything they've ever grown. To develop as a child of God, to build a relationship with a father that you've never known. And when we get to topics like this and you start saying, I don't want to study that, I don't want to talk about that. If you do that, then people get way out of order there. No, there's no process of God that's going to make you way out of order. It's just when you stop listening that you get out of order. And stay with me, and we're going to listen 24/7, 365. Amen. Mark chapter 10. I'm just going to preach, and I got to keep remembering I don't have battery. Jesus looked around and said this. I'm in verse 23, and I'm going to run down through 20. No. Yeah. 23 through 31. Mark 10, 23 through 31. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God? Well, then I don't want any. No. That's not what Jesus was saying. And the disciples were astonished at his words. Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard is it for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God? So it's not just people who have money. It's people who trust in their money over trusting in God. Verse 25, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. We've taught that many times. How if you came to the gate of the city and you wanted to get your camel in, they were going to make sure that you weren't bringing the whole army in with you, so they made them unload that camel. The camel actually had to get down on its knees to get through the door. That's called the eye of the needle. And that's what you got to do when you come to the kingdom if you're a rich man. You got to unload all the stuff Jesus says to unload and get your trust and your faith in him. There's a whole lot of poor people that are just as greedy as the rich person. Because they won't ever let go of anything they have, and they'll never bless another person. I'm preaching better than your silence. Keep going. They were greatly astonished, saying among them, who then can be saved? Do you realize that the disciples said, who then can be saved? There's only one reason they would say that, and that is they were men of means. They had money. Jesus looked at them and said, with men, it's impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. All things are possible with God. And now comes this powerful verse. Peter began to say, well, we left all and followed you. And Jesus said, assuredly, I say to you, everyone who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel. You shall receive 100-fold now this time. Well, every single one of you that's been here with us for any appointment, any of you that's with us tonight, you realize I give up my time for this. I bring my faith here. I bring my joy. I bring my prayers. I stand in faith for everybody else just like they stand in faith for me. And all of a sudden you realize you're sowing into this kingdom just like Jesus said. And then what did he say? You will receive now in this lifetime 100-fold return and eternal life. So it's not just there will be 100-fold return in heaven. There's no use for it up there. Everything you need will be taken care of. The 100-fold return is for you to use on earth. That harvest is to be established here on earth. And your cause will be able to preach more, do more, go more, send more, help more. Now, what does this have to do with what you're teaching, Pastor? Because every bit of our supply, whether it's your time, your talent, or your treasure, it's any part of it. Every part of it is a seed. And just because you have a seed doesn't mean you sowed it. A seed is not a seed until it's actually sown. I mean, a seed is a seed, but it's not going to produce the harvest for you until it actually leaves your hand, put in the ground, covered with dirt, and begins the process of growing. You actually got to let it go. So what's that mean about us, then? That means when you come here, sow your time. Make a statement. I sow my time into this kingdom. Sow your talent. When you come here, say, Lord, use me. Use my mouth. Use me to say the right things. Or tell me to shut up, be quiet tonight. I'll do that too. It don't matter. I bring my treasure, my finances, my investments, my understanding of the realm of life. It doesn't matter. The cool thing about me is I don't have to tell you what to do. I can show you things to do, encourage you to join with us. It's not my place to tell you. That's you and I working on our salvation with fear and trembling and beginning to grow and develop in God. Now, if the 100-fold return begins to manifest in your life, now not only is your gifts growing and developing, your prayers are growing and developing, your faith is growing and developing, but your finances are going to grow and develop. And when you look at the Apostle Paul, he says that you and I have more than enough to bless everybody in everything we need. Well, I got to keep remembering that I can't keep talking because battery is going to be gone. I don't know why tonight. My cell phone tower must have gone off. Something. Because I'm not seeming to be able to stay on a long time. So let's pray. And then we'll receive our communion and all this together so we get that all done before I'm out of juice. Father, thank you for our brothers and sisters who are here. Lord, we have one desire. We delight, O Lord. We delight to do thy will, O Lord. It's the joy of our life. We want you to use us greater than you have ever used us at any point in our life.
Amen.
We choose to be used by God. Now, Father, help us build our life on excellence. Help us learn to pray like you said in James chapter 5. The effectual, effective, fervent prayer. Help us become effective. Help us not to freak out when you say, don't say that again.
Mm-hmm.
And then, thank you, Father. You are our Father. And you've only got one focus. that is that we can walk with you. We would grow and develop in you. And that we be like you. By the name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I pray I will grow and learn not to interrupt the program. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You have interrupted a few times, and you make me really frustrated.
He really gets frustrated when you don't interrupt me.
I gotta get where you can actually see my face so you can see I'm smiling because the sun's shining.
Did you learn anything out of that frustration?
No. I just learned to be frustrated. I like being frustrated. Nothing wrong with a question. Just got to make sure the question's appropriate for where we're at, what we're doing.
I don't
have a problem with you, Mary. And some of the rest of them do, but that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
He's still joking. If anybody doesn't know, he's still joking.
This is what I got to say, Mary. Did you have a question?
No, I done did ask that first thing about Ezekiel. So I'm good.
All right. Thank you for being a part of my life, Mary.
You're welcome. But I'll try not to interrupt you.
You got a good question. Just ask. Most of all. Because people will go into about now. For the rest of tonight, don't ask any more questions because I'm going to run out of battery if I don't stop talking. And I want us to have communion together. And I can't blame anybody else because I'm the one doing all the talking.
That's right.
This message tonight is burning on the inside of me every day because the sooner we see that every part of our life from God for this day, all of a sudden we'll realize our importance, and that will cause us all to grow up. That's what Paul said, speaking the truth in love that we may grow up. Everybody's got to grow up. You can't stay in the newbie zone where everybody's going, oh, he's such a sweet little baby. When you're 15 years old and still in diapers, ain't nobody going to go, oh, you're a sweet little baby. And yet the kingdom of God is filled with people that are that way.
And they don't want to be a baby Christian forever.
They don't like to grow and develop. They just want everybody making. Well, certainly there's a form of trauma that happened in your life where that's the case. But the idea is grow some roots, get yourself settled in, and become a valuable part of what's going on. You don't need a new revelation. Just take the revelation that we already have and grow and develop in that revelation. God filled you and established you into something you never saw before. Oh, I just went to preaching. Are you ready?
Yes,
let's read. Sis Phyllis, I want you to read the communion verses because then I won't preach.
Okay, I'm getting to it.
You better get your stuff together because we need this done now.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 11.
Wait, I'm forgetting that we got more people here than just Zoom. For all of you who heard me say this to Sister Phyllis, everybody here knows we all just have this wonderful relationship. I would never speak harshly to a senior citizen.
Verse 23 of 1 Corinthians.
Feel my mom pulling my ears all the way from Tennessee.
Well, if you shut up, I'll start reading. You're going to have to be quiet now. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And 1 John 4, 16 through 19, and we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world, in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want to preach, but let's pray the prayer of salvation, because that's what we do. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, now's the time to do it. If you're coming back to God, I've been away, I've been lost, I've been confused. And Pastor, you seem to be helping me understand church and religion. Just pray this prayer. All of you that's been born again for years, I've been born again since I was 12. I'm 59. That's many, many moons ago, 47 years ago. I'm going to pray this prayer and mean it today just like I did the first time I prayed. Because that's what's important for everyone. Are you ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I like it when everybody prays, because I like to hear in the church. And according to John 3:16,
and according to John 3:16,
when I believe in you,
when I believe in you,
you give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again just for me.
And you rose again just for me.
Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Causing me to grow and develop in you. I receive all the fullness.
I receive all the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understanding the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language. And live a successful life.
As
a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen. Now, those of you that just prayed that for the first time, you're like, wow, Pastor, what's going on inside of me? God Almighty, through Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, just came into your life. Jesus is the light of the world, and he just filled you. Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith. He just came inside of you, and faith, Jesus' faith, fills your life. That's what's going on. People say all the time, I don't even know how to be a Christian. How am I going to be a Christian? Don't worry about being a Christian. Wake up every day and just say, Jesus, help me walk with you. Everybody try it. Jesus,
help me walk with you.
Just, that's all you got to pray. No, you got to pray more than that. You will pray more than that. But if you make that the foundation of your prayer, first thing every morning when you wake up, every night when you wake up, whatever your schedule is, if the focus of your life is Jesus, help me walk with you, you will always walk in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And your life will be blessed in God. Now, I got a lot more to say. Shoot me an email, hcpreacherman@gmail.com. You can see it right there in the comments or the notes of this program. Our website's there. Make sure you get in touch with me. So if we don't get started, I'm going to run out of juice. Ready? Hold your elements up. Tonight I got a pretzel and a bottle of water. I encourage you to get bread and grape juice. That's what Jesus said. Ready? Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements
for this time of communion with you, Lord. Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you. And by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, my will, and my emotions. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Every joint supplying. In my body. From your broken body, Jesus. Body of Christ in my community. And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive this broken body. We receive from you, Jesus. Now, lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin is placed in remission. In my life forever. I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And I thank you for it. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly. To the throne room of God's grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help. For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over. And cannot be on me or my family. By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren
By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
And there is no more condemnation in my life.
And there is no more condemnation in my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
When he comes for me.
When he comes for me.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive his bloodshed.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing a song before we run out of battery. Let's sing the blood song. The blood
that Jesus shed for me
way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never end. It reaches the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. What we have to say to everybody. Everybody ready? Say it with me. We love you.
We love you.
And God,
love you all. Good night. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for showing up tonight. It was nice to see you.
Yeah. Nice to see you, too,
guys, you can stay on and talk a little extra if you want.
Well, that would be nice. Leanne might be very tired already.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how to shut down YouTube and everything.
Gotta make sure with Blog Talk Radio that you actually hit that button that says end the call.
Okay, so I'm ending stream on YouTube. There went that.
Sister Leanne, I'll call you up in about a half hour or so.
Okay.
So I'm making about 10:30 here.
See? Okay. How do I end Facebook?
Up in the top left corner of the picture.
Oh, okay. That will end them.
On Facebook, there's a little arrow there. Drop it down and says, it's in your picture. On Zoom. Top left corner in the picture. Say, live on Facebook. Click
got
on
it.
That and a drop down.
Got it.
Yeah. You're a pretty good computer, I just.
Oh my goodness. I am getting better. I will get better at this.
You're doing great, honey.
Today was the maiden run, so get better. Okay, so that needs to disappear now so I can get to Blog Talk. That's still YouTube, Blog Talk. End episode.